लक्ष्मीनाथ समारंभां नाथयामुन मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां यो नित्यमच्युत पदाम्बुज युग्मरुक्म व्यामोहतस्तदितराणि त्रिनायमेने अस्मद्गुरोर्भगवतोस्स दयैकसिन्धोः रामानुजस्य चरणौ शरणं प्रपद्ये मातापिता युवतयस्तनयाः विभूतिः सर्वं यदेव नियमेन मदन्वयानाम् आद्यस्य नः कुलपतेर्वकुलाभिरामम् श्रीमत्तदङ्ग्रियुगळम् प्रणमामि मूर्ध्ना भूतंसरश्च महताक्वय भट्टनाथ श्रीभक्तिसार कुलशेखर योगिवाहान् भक्ताङ्ग्रिरेणु परकाल यतीन्द्रमिश्रान् श्रीमत्पराङ्कुशमुनिम् प्रणतोऽस्मि नित्यम्। I welcome you all to the talk about Sri Vaishnava Lakshanam. We are here to understand the fundamentals of Vaishnavism today. If we probe into all the scriptures, it is more than an ocean. So we would not be able to do any justice today in 1 hour if we try to understand all the ancient scriptures. Instead, there are some works by our Purvacharyas which simplify all this and give us the essence of Vaishnavism and the way a Vaishnava should conduct himself. We would today focus more on how to be a Vaishnava rather than understanding more of Vaishnavism. Instead of spending time on the theory of Vaishnavism, we would try and understand to put to practice some simple practices or daily routines that would help us to be a Vaishnava. I would refer to some passages from our preceptors and would try to explain them with some episodes from the history of our Purvacharyas. Any concept is better understood if we have role models. If we study the history of our Purvacharyas, they were the role models who had just verbatim, who have really practiced whatever is said in the scriptures. Yadyad acharati shreshtaha tat tadeva itaro janaha sa yat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. This is a saying in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. Whatever is practiced by the Purvacharyas, by the noble souls, they are followed without questioning by the others. We may question and get answers to them. They are all available. But we would only be wasting our time by questioning. Instead, let us follow the path set by our preceptors. A Vaishnava has external and internal features. We would deal with both of them. Externally, there have to be some marks to be identified as a Vaishnava. And internally, he would have to develop some qualities in him to become a Vaishnava. First of all, no one is born as a Vaishnava. Brahmana, Kshatriya or caste creed like them could be decided by birth. Whereas Vaishnavism or a Vaishnava is never decided based on your birth. It is only based on your conduct. Whatever the life you lead, the practices you follow, you are termed as a Vaishnava. So in Vaishnavism, there is no hard and fast rule that only a Brahmana can attain liberation, reach Vaikuntham, a Shudra cannot, or a Kshatriya cannot. It is not so at all. any caste or anybody can be liberated. All can reach Sri Vaikuntha. There is no need of changing, becoming a Brahmana to reach Vaikuntha. That is never said at all. To tell you the truth, many of the Aalvars were not born Brahmanas. They were all mystical poets. They spread bhakti cult in Bharata Desha, but they were not born Brahmanas. To your surprise, you would find that all the Brahmana Acharyas, they just followed these Aalvars. Aalvars were not Brahmanas. All the Brahmana Acharyas, they never questioned these Aalvars, because they know they were the selected chosen few by Bhagavan. A Vaishnava believes in being selected by Bhagavan. If he is selected, he might have been born anywhere, conducted himself however, before he surrendered to the lotus feet of Narayana. Wherever you were, whatever you were, that becomes immaterial. Today, if you have wholeheartedly surrendered to Bhagavan and are willing to develop your external and internal Vaishnavite features, you are accepted into the fold as you are. No questions asked. So this as is, where is condition is completely applicable in Vaishnavism. Whatever you are, wherever you are accepted. So there is no need to be born in any particular caste or community to become a Vaishnava. But there are some other stringent rules applicable. It is not that we just follow a simple set of rules and become a Vaishnava. You need to follow a lot, learn a lot. The first quality, let us deal both with the external and internal features. Getting into external features would be easier, but practicing internal is quite difficult. So first, whatever is easier, we will deal with that and keep it aside. Then get into the more difficult one. There are two ways in attempting a question paper. First, attempt all the easy questions, leave alone the difficult ones for later. Or first answer the difficult ones, keep the easier ones for later. Now we will do one way. We will first answer the easier questions. How are we identified as a Vaishnava from outside, externally? He Kanthalagna Tulasi Nalinakshamalaha. He Bahumula Parichinhita Shankha Chakraha. Eva Lalata Palakela Sadutha Pundraha. Te Vaishnavaha. This defines a Vaishnava. Te Vaishnavaha. He Kanthalagna Tulasi Nalinakshamalaha. One who is wearing a Tulasi Mala. Tulasi is too dear to Sriman Narayana. So a Vaishnava who is a follower of Vishnu, who accepts that Vishnu is the supreme, is a Vaishnava. If you want to define the word Vaishnava, one who follows Vishnu, one who accepts Vishnu as his only God, he is a Vaishnava. Just by accepting a God, you cannot conduct yourself as a Vaishnava. You need to establish, identify yourself as related to God. If I accept Vishnu as my God, I need to be related to Him. How do I introduce myself as a Vaishnava? I am not able to see any mark on you for being a Vaishnava. I need to have some mark. If a girl gets married, then she can easily be identified. Similarly, when this Vaishnava gets married to Bhagavan, that is accepting Him as His savior, if he does so, then I must have those introductory marks, the determining marks to be a Vaishnava. The first mark is, He Kanthalagna Tulasi Nalinakshamalaha. As Tulasi is dear to Bhagavan, that becomes dear to me. I start wearing a Tulasi Mala. He Bahumula Parichinhita Shankha Chakraha. This administration of insignia, it's very, very important. We go to an Acharya, plead with him for Pancha Samskara. A Vaishnava does Pancha Samskara. Samskaram is an action by which something that was ineligible becomes eligible. There is some action. Through that action, I make the ineligible, I make the unqualified as qualified. I buy some flowers, go and offer to an Archaka, in turn to be offered to Perumal. The Archaka would not offer it directly to Perumal. He will sprinkle holy water, chant mantra, and then offer it to Perumal. So that action is known as samskara. Earlier, these flowers were not qualified to be offered to Perumal. Now, the Archaka has qualified them. They can now be offered to Perumal. Similarly, this Atma, which is bonded in the Sharira, it is not directly qualified to perform anything to Perumal. Not an Aradhana, not any chanting, not any reciting, not performing any service to Perumal. Is unqualified. I need to administer something. I need to do some action on the Sharira so that this is qualified henceforth to perform service to Perumal. So those actions, they are five in number. They are known as Pancha Samskara. So Samskara, that which qualifies you, Pancha Samskara, they are five. Let me list them. Tapaha, Pundraha, Tathanama, Mantro Yagascha Panchamaha. Tapaha, Shankha Chakra Lanchana. Pundraha, knowing to wear the 12 Thiruman Kappus, Urdhva Pundra. Pundraha, Tatha Nama. Now that I am a Vaishnava, I need to forget and leave my earlier Nama. I earlier had a name. If you are a born Brahmana, your suffix would be Sharma. If you are a born Kshatriya, your suffix would be Varma. If you are a born Vaishya, your suffix would be Gupta. If you are a born Shudra, then it would be Dasa. So Sharma, Varma, Gupta, Dasa. These were the names given to you earlier. For example, when I introduce and prostrate, I chant, I tell that Krishna Sharma Namaham. I am a Brahmana. I say Krishna Sharma. A Kshatriya would say Varma. A Vaishya would say Gupta and a Dasa. Now that I am getting transformed, I would no more be identified as a Brahmana. I would be identified as a Vaishnava, in which case all these four vanish. You are no more called as Varma, Sharma, Gupta, anything. All of us become Dasas. So whatever was applicable to only one caste earlier to this Janma, this is a Vaishnava Janma now. Earlier I was called with many names, but now, henceforth, I'll all be called as Dasas only. All Vaishnavas are Dasas. Dasas to whom? Dasa means subservient. I am a servant. I am a Dasa. You are my Swami and I am your Dasa. So we all accept Srimannarayana to be our Swami and we to be his Dasas. Now my name changes. Earlier I was Krishna Sharma and now on I am called as Ramanuja Dasa. All Vaishnavites, when we go and administer this Pancha Samskara, then on we are known as Ramanuja Dasas. There is a reason and a history behind this. Ramanuja, who was the foremost preceptor of Sri Vaishnavism, not that he invented Sri Vaishnavism, he nurtured Sri Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism is very much mentioned in the ancient scriptures, Veda themselves. You need to note a difference here. Philosophy is different from religion. Religion talks about a God and the faith which I believe in. Whereas philosophy is about principle. Whether that God is reached or not, does he dwell in a place or not, have I to reach him through a marga or not, who is Paramatma, who is a Jivatma, what is the concept about Brahman, how do I reach him, all these concepts are known as philosophy. Whereas, that Brahman is identified with a particular name. Brahman is a generic name. Whereas, if that Brahman is Narayana, then worship of Narayana becomes religion. Principles are philosophies. Whereas, worship of a particular God, that is religion. So, Vaishnavism, when we talk about Vaishnavism, the philosophy is Vishishtadvaita and the religion is Vaishnavism. For your information, Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya all differed in their philosophies. Shankara followed Advaitam, Madhvacharya followed Dvaitam, Ramanujacharya propounded Vishishtadvaitam, whereas all three of them were Vaishnavites. So better not confuse that first. All the three Acharyas by religion, they were Vaishnavites. You take the major works of Shankaracharya. to any acharya, you need to read their Brahma Sutra Bhashya, Upanishad Bhashya, Gita Bhashya, Sahasranama Bhashya. These four are authored by all the three, by Ramanuja, Madhvacharya and Shankaracharya. And if you go through them in detail, whom do they claim as the ultimate supreme God? If you analyze that, all the three have accepted Vishnu. So all the three Acharyas are Vaishnavites. We are wrongly, we are misled that Shankaracharya belongs to Saivism, whereas Ramanujacharya followed Vaishnavism. It is not so. Nowhere Shankaracharya mentions that Shiva is the supreme God. It would be misleading if we make this statement. He writes, not even Ramanuja, whereas Shankara has commented, Ishana Shilo Narayana. When he is giving the meaning for the word Narayana, he interprets, Ishana Shila, one who is the master and the absolute controller of this universe, is Narayana. He never says about any other God, Ishana Shilo Narayana. Moreover, Ishvara name is interpreted by Shankara as referring to Narayana. It was in common. In practice, Ishvara would connote only to Isha, Shiva. Whereas, Shankaracharya in his commentary mentions that the word Ishvara refers to Narayana. Ish, Varach, Ishvara, Ish, add Varach. Varach is a pratyaya. Ish denotes controllership, mastership, ownership. Ish, one who controls. Varach, Svabhavarthe Varach. One who controls as an essential nature. He has not got this character of controllership from somebody else. He didn't beg this from anybody else. By nature he is a controller. By nature we are not engineers. By nature we are not lawyers. By nature we are not chartered accountants. We were all born as human beings. We studied and we were awarded a degree. But if Bhagavan Sriman Narayana was awarded a degree to be an owner? No. By nature he is an owner. By nature he is a controller. So Shankaracharya has, without mincing words, spelt out that Ishana Shilo Narayana. So all the three, Shankara, Ramanuja and Madhvacharya, they belong to Vaishnavism. But they differed in their philosophy. Philosophy is, who is Brahman, the essential nature of Brahman, the essential nature of Jivatma, the nature of Upaya, the nature of Prapya and Viroti. These they differed. But that doesn't matter at all, because all were Vaishnavites. So in Vaishnavism, it is believed that Ramanuja being the foremost preceptor, we need to get related to him to attain liberation. I'll tell you the story behind this. Ramanuja went to Sri Ranga. He surrendered to the lotus feet of Sri Mahalakshmi, Sri Ranganayaki Thayar, on the glorious Panguni Uttaram day. That is one day. The uniqueness of Panguni Uttaram day is that is the only day when both Perumal and Mahalakshmi, Sri Ranganatha and Sri Ranganachiyar, are found together in the same platform, in the same Simhasana. On all other days, Ranganatha is in the north gate and Pirati Sri Ranganachiyar is in the north gate and Ranganatha is in the south gate. So they are separated. Separated physically. Maybe in the deity form. Not in their essential nature. So on this one day they come together. Ramanuja chose that day, surrendered to Piriya Bhirati, Sri Mahalakshmi, pleaded with her, and then on he continued. He further surrendered to Sri Ranganatha, and Ranganatha inquires to Ramanuja, what is your need? What do you want? Ramanuja started lamenting. I have committed all sins possible in my past. Akritya Karana, Kritya Akarana, Bhagavad Apachara, Bhagavat Apachara, Asahya Apachara, Nanavitha Apachara, Kritana, Kriyamanana, Karishyamanana, Nanavitha Apacharan, Kshamasva. Oh Bhagavan, kindly forgive me. You name the offense. I have done that enough. Kritya Akarana. If the Shastras tell us to do something, I have abstained. If they tell us to abstain from something, I saw to it, I did it. If the Shastra says, don't ever offend a Bhagavata, I have done. Bhagavatapachara, offending Bhagavan. Bhagavatapachara, offending his devotees. Asakyabachara, offending everybody without any rhyme or reason. This is asakyabachara. I've seen people telling, I don't like him. Why? I don't know. But I don't like him. This is asakyabachara. If I don't like somebody for no cause, for no rhyme of reason, is asakyabachara. Bhagavatabachara, Bhagavatabachara, asakyabachara, krithana, all the past deeds, kriyamanan, karishyamanan, all the current ones and the future sins. So all this, kindly forgive me for all. Ambarumal said, yes, everything is forgotten. I forgive everything. What more do you want? Now Ramanuja pleads with him, Parabhakti, Parajnana, Paramabhakteika Swabhavam Mam Kurushva. Kindly bless me with Parabhakti, Parajnana and Paramabhakti. These are 3 degrees of devotion. Parabhakti is the first and the lowest degree. Parajnana, Paramabhakti. When I say so, don't think that we are in the status of Parabhakti. Parabhakti is much, much superior than to the Bhakti which we are talking of now. In those 3 degrees, Parabhakti is the lowest. So, Parabhakti, Parajnana and Paramabhakti Eka Swabhavam Mam Kurushva. Bhagavan immediately blessed Ramanuja with that. Ramanuja further continued. He requested, I need to be liberated. I cannot be born. I would not like to be born anymore. Liberate me. Yes, I would. But there is a day that should come. You wait for that. On that day, I will reach you to Sri Vaikuntha. Ramanuja was still not satisfied. He was standing before Perumal, wanting to request something more. Ranganatha questioned, what more do you want? I have already accepted to liberate you. Ramanuja requested with him, it is not enough that you grant me moksham, not for me alone. I would like all my followers to be granted moksham. Not only today, for many years to come, for hundreds of years and thousands of years, they must all get liberated. Nambarumal was surprised. How is this going to be possible? I can't give a blanket approval to you. Why should it be given to you? And who may follow you? I do not know. What would be their nature? I do not know. If I just say that here are the followers of Ramanuja, open the gate, you can all enter Sri Vaikuntham. Does it work like that? Can I give you that? Then Ramanuja assures, I will ensure that my followers follow a certain code of conduct. If that happens, then you need to give them moksha. I will ensure that they follow. You ensure that they are reaching to Sri Vaikuntham. Bhagavan said, out of love and sneha bhava and Ramanuja, he could not further deny his request. He accepted, astu te, thayaiva sarvam sampatsyate. Now I grant you, Ramanuja, for you and for all your followers to come. Ranganatha named, he gave a title to Ramanuja. That title is called as Udayavar. In Tamil, Udayavar means the one who owns. Udayavar. Owning what? Owning both the vibhutis. Bhagavan has 2 vibhutis, 2 parts of his wealth. One is this Leela vibhuti and the other is Nitya vibhuti. Nitya vibhuti is Sri Vaikuntham, which is eternal, which is never created or destroyed. It never undergoes the cycle of creation. Whereas Leela vibhuti is where we live in. Not where we live in does not mean to this Bhumandalam alone. It refers to all the 14 worlds in an Andakataha. And many, many thousands and lakhs of Andakatakas. All together is termed as Leela Vibhuti. This is 1/4 in size. And 3 times of this Leela Vibhuti is Sri Vaikuntham, which is Nitya Vibhuti. So both the Vibhutis together, the owner is Sriman Narayana. Now Narayana bestows on Sri Ramanuja, you would henceforth own these 2. And you would recommend those who should reach Sri Vaikuntham. How? What should be the system to be followed to be a follower of Ramanuja? Now that all followers have been granted moksham, what is the job left? Our job is to become a follower of Ramanuja. How do we become? For that Ramanuja himself desired a system. It was of course a foolproof system. He immediately established 74 Simhasanathipatis. These 74 Acharyas were followers of Ramanuja who have the right to administer Pancha Samskara. It is only they who can do that. Nobody else is authorized to administer. They will only have the divine discus and conch emblem. They have a mudra and they can only administer that mudra on me. Once that is done to me, I bear that insignia of Bhagavan, the Shankha Chakra Lanchana. It goes like this. There is a discus made of metal and there is a conch made of metal. Chakra and Shankha of Bhagavan. These are burnt in fire and that are administered on my forearm. I have to show my forearm to an Acharya. That Acharya should be one of these 74. So I go and sit before him. I accept him as my Acharya. We don't choose them normally. There is no election for an Acharya. Whoever my father followed, I follow. Whoever my grandfather followed, I follow. So I go and sit before him. He offers this Panchasamskara to me. Once I am burnt, burnt mean do not worry or don't get panicky about that. You won't be burnt. It is only an emblem. It's a token. Only as a token it is done. We bear this insignia of Shankha and Chakra. So this is the second one. Tapaha. Pundraha Tatha Nama. I told you about five samskaras. Tapaha. Tapa is the first samskara. The insignia of Shankha and Chakra. Next, second is Pundra, wearing the 12 Thiruman Kapus. Third one is the Nama. I was dealing with that. Nama, we are called as Ramanuja Dasa. The reason being, only when I get identified as the follower of Ramanuja, Bhagavan is going to grant me moksham. So we were there. If I need to get liberated, as per the assurance of Sri Ranganatha, I should be a follower of Ramanuja. I should call myself so. So instead of introducing myself as Varma, Sharma or Gupta, I start introducing myself as Ramanuja Dasa. This is the third samskara. Tapaha, Pundraha, Tatha Nama. Once you introduce as Ramanuja Dasa, then no more you need to introduce yourself as a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. That ceases. That is no more your introduction. This now is a new introduction. And in this introduction, all come to the same platform. Then we don't discriminate between them. Anyhow, one needs to follow his Varnashrama Dharma. That is not going to change. But there will be no other discrimination. For example, will a Brahmana reach a better moksha than a Vaishya? He would not. All of us would reach the same moksha. And for all of us, the only guide would be Swami Ramanuja. In Dhati Panchakam, Kurattalvan says that, Vishnuloka Manimandava Margadayi. Here is Ramanuja who shows the way to Vishnuloka Manimandavam. If Ramanuja points his fingers to Vishnulokam, here is Vishnulokam, assuming that was Narakam, what would happen? He need not point his fingers to Vaikuntham. People say that if he points to any direction, that place would become Vaikuntham. Not necessary, he needs to point to Vaikuntham. Our Narakatike Kaikamcha Buddha. Such was the greatness of Ramanuja. So Vishnuloka Manimandapa Margadayi, this was the third samskara. Tapaha, Pundraha, Tatha Nama. Fourth one is very important. This is where we now transform mentally. Earlier whatever we said, they were all physical. Now we are going to talk about something vocal and mental. Nama refers to Rahasyatraya, the three secrets in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. Thirumantram, Dvayam and Charamashloka. Thirumantram is the 8-lettered, 3-worded Thirumantram, Pranava Namo Narayanaya. Om is the Pranava, Namo Narayanaya, Omityagre Vyaharet, Namayiti Paschat, Narayanayet Kuparishtat, Omikekaksharam. Om has one letter. Namayiti Dveakshare, the word Namaha has 2 letters. Narayanayeti Panchaksharani. The word Narayanaya has 5 letters. Total 8 letters and 3 words. This is first preached to me. Acharya, the one who does this preaching to me, is the Samasena Acharya. One of those 74 people. 74 Simhasanadipatis. He teaches me, he preaches me Om Namo Narayanaya. Next, Dvayam. Dvayam, this has 2 phrases. These 2 phrases stand for 2 different actions. The first phrase talks about wholehearted surrender to Bhagavan. And the second phrase talks about pleading for eternal service from him. I go surrender to him. O Narayana, Charanau Sharanam Prapadye. I hold your lotus feet as my only resort. That would be my upayam. Ananya Sadhye Swabhishte Mahavishwasa Purvakam Tadeka Upayata Yancha. Prapatti Sharanagati. This is Sharanagati. So Sharanagati is explained. The first phrase should be uttered, should be recited when I surrender to Perumal. Sharanagati is the best means for any Vaishnava. Ramanuja has preached Sharanagati as the best means. So in the first word, in the first phrase, we chant the first phrase, recite it, and surrender to Sriman Narayana. In the second phrase, what do we expect in return for that surrender? In the first line, we surrender. Narayana charanu charanam prapadye. Then Bhagavan now inquires with us, what do you want? You have now surrendered. What do you want me to grant you? Do you want to be wealthy? Do you want to enjoy your own self, kaivalya? Would you like to build a house? Would you like to get married? Would you like a dozen cows? What do you want? Now we need to give a reply to him. Srimate Narayanaya Namaha. This is the second line. Dvayam, it is called so because it has two lines. Dve, two lines. In the second line, we plead to him. Srimate Narayanaya Namaha. Just grant me eternal service to your lotus feet. I would not like to request for any other material benefits. So a Vaishnava renounces the need, the want for all material benefits and pleads for spiritual union and eternal service with Bhagavan. This is the request in the second sentence. These two together are known as Dvayam. The third one is Charamashloka. This talks about the ultimate means for liberation. Charamashlokam is the 66th shloka of the 18th chapter in Gita. Sarvadharmanu parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masuchaha. It said so. Krishna directs Arjuna to surrender to his feet, and so are we getting directed by that shloka. Arjuna was only a token there. Arjuna was only a cause. Keeping that cause, Krishna wanted to instruct all of us. So this Charama Shloka also gets added to the three secret verses which are known as Rahasyatraya. So the Acharya teaches me Rahasyatraya. Unless I have mastered these Rahasyatrayas, I am able to recite them, and I have absolute faith in Rahasyatraya, I am not eligible to perform even my daily Aradhana. I told you earlier. But this samskara, this pancha samskara only qualifies you for any service. Earlier I am not qualified. Pancha samskara qualifies me. So I need to recite Tirumantram, Dvayam and Charamashlokam. Know the meaning of Tirumantram and Charamashlokam. Only then I am granted moksha. This was the fourth. And the last one was Aradhana Kramam, which is Yaga. Yagam does not talk about the Yagam which we know of. Here Yagam means Yaja Deva Puja. It's a root in Sanskrit. Yaja Deva Puja. Performing Aradhanam to Deva is Yaga. So that is daily Aradhana, daily Puja. So when the Acharya administers all these five to me, then on I become qualified. So this is known as Pancha Samskara. When I go to an Acharya, he administers this and he turns towards Perumal. And he pleads to Perumal, here is one person who has accepted to be a follower of Ramanuja. And he believes that I can perform that on him. Because I belong to Ramanuja. Now as a chain reaction, he wants to get connected finally to Ramanuja. We have to get connected to Sriman Narayana. But he is too far. I am away. Somewhere in this samsara, how do I get connected? I need to go through a lineage only. I have an Acharya. He to his Acharya. He in turn to his Acharya. Finally we all to Ramanuja. Ramanuja to his Acharya. Then on to Nammalvar. And then to Pirati, and then finally to Sriman Narayana. This is known as Sri Vaishnava Guru Parampara. This is Hara. This is a garland of Acharyas, garland of preceptors. Hara is a garland. Guru Parampara Hara. Parampara is the lineage. The first Acharya in this lineage is Sriyapati, Sriman Narayana. The second, Mahalakshmi. Third, Vishwaksena. Fourth, Nammalvar. Fifth, Nathamunigal. Sixth, Uyyakondar. 7th, Manakkal Nambigal. 8th, Yamunacharya Alavandar. 9th, Periya Nambigal. 10th, Ramanuja. And after Ramanuja, there were 74 Simhasanadipatis, and all of us would belong to one of them. All of us would surrender to one of them. What happens on that surrender? That Acharya in turn pleads to Perumal, telling that here is a person who wants to get related to Ramanuja. Now that you authorized me to conduct the Pancha Samskara on him, I have conducted that. Now this system, this conduct is going to make him eligible as a Ramanuja follower. Once he becomes a follower, oh Nambarumal, please be reminded that you have accepted to grant him moksha. That happened 1000 years ago. Ramanuja lived between 1017 and 1137. So it's come this story. So he lived in, so his birth was in 1017. So in the next 8 or 9 years we would be approaching his millennium celebrations. We are approaching 2017. So 1000 years ago Nambarumal accepted, to the followers of Ramanuja I grant moksha. This Acharya remains Perumal of that. So this is known as Pancha Samskara. If you are administered that, this is an external feature. All with that we spoke of, whether it is Sankha Chakra Lanchanam or Urdhva Pundram or your Tulasi Manimala Dharanam, all are external. Whereas chanting the three mantras, Tirumantram Rahasyam, Tirumantram Dvayam and Charama Slokam are internal. Performing Tiruvaradhanam is also internal. There are both external and internal characteristics included in this. So let's continue where we left. Hey Kantalagna Tulasi Narinakshamalaha, Hey Bahubula Parichinhita Shankha Chakraha, Yeva Lalata Palakela Sadutha Pundraha. One who is wearing 12 Tiruman couples in 12 different places in his body, he is a Vaishnava. One who is wearing a Tulasi Mala, he is a Vaishnava. One who has this insignia of Shankha and Chakra, he is a Vaishnava. These are all his external qualities. One may wonder, how can I get related to Sriman Narayana through this lineage? It is very easy. You may ask, what is the right time to get this administered? We have a practice of doing it even at a tender age of 7. Not necessary it should be postponed to the age of 50 or 60. There are many people who think, let me not go through this rigorous system early in my life, I will postpone it. You can, but we are not sure of the last day. We may suddenly die, we may depart this material world, in which case we would have lost Ramanuja Sambandha. If we lose it, then you lose a simple golden opportunity to attain moksha. That is the reason why this is done early in the life. If something is done early in the life and I didn't realize the real meaning, at the age of 7, I would not really know about Tirumantram, Dvayam of Charma Slokam. Will I know about 74 Simhasanadipatis or these agiologies? I cannot. Then, is it useful? When I didn't know anything, is it of any use? I mugged up a lesson, I wrote. You may get marks, but that's not going to be of any use in your career. Is it so? It is not so. I'll give you an example. When we were immunized, a child is born, it has to be BCG. BCG is some, it's all immunization. We give drops to a child. We put that BCG injection or anti-polio drops. So all these are done at the age of half, quarter or one. Before it is 1 year old, everything gets done. A child cannot claim that, since I did not know the use of BCG, it is not going to be of any use to me. He cannot say so. The child in fact does not know what happened to it. It only gets to know only at the age of 15. If you want to wait till the child matures and gets to know the use of polio drops, by the time it will be affected by polio. So you can't keep waiting. You do it when the child was ignorant of it, but still it gives result. Similarly, this is an immunization. We are in this samsara. We need to be immuned. Some antidote has to be given to us against this samsara. And that antidote is Pancha Samskara. So you need not know. It is enough you get to know about it when you mature. But unfortunately, even when you mature, people do not want to know about this. At least at the age of 15 or 20, you must know what is Pancha Samskara. Yes, you didn't know at the age of 7. So you can do it at the age of 7, not wait for you to become older. Secondly, how do I get connected? How do I get related to Narayana? If I am related to my Acharya, he in turn to his Acharya, does this work? Yes, it works. You see in the road, a long queue of cars waiting for the lights. If the light is red, you can't move. When it turns to green, you can start moving. Assuming I was the 100th car, can I sight the red light? It may not be possible. Whereas the first few cars would sight the red light turning to the green light. When the red turns to green, I start moving being the 100th car. How was that possible? I started moving because the car before me moved. That is the reason I moved. I may not be able to see the green light even, but still I moved. When this car moves, I moved. Is there anyone who saw the green light? The first car saw. Similarly, Nammalvar, the first car is able to see Sriman Narayana. I need not see that. And all the cars who follow Nammalvar, and the car before me is my Acharya. Asmad Acharya is the car before me. He in turn looks at the car before him, his Acharya. He in turn, all of us look to Ramanuja, and he looks to Alvar, and Alvar looks to Perumal. So there is no need for me to directly get related to Perumal in this example. Take another example. Keep a chain, tie the one end of the chain to the door, hold the other end of the chain in your hand, pull the chain, will the door open or not? It will open. Did my hand touch the door? It did not. But still I was able to pull. But my hand was related to a coupling, that to the before one, and that as a chain reaction the door opened. Similarly, it is enough that I am related to my Acharya. He in turn would be related in the chain. Every coupling in this chain is too strong. So never this chain would falter. Never would this chain would fail. This chain is an unfailing chain. This is the system laid down by Ramanuja. This has been working well, and I am sure it worked well, it would work well for many more thousand years to come. Once we are done this Pancha Samskara, then we can introduce ourselves as a Vaishnava. Tapaha, Pundraha, Tathanama, Mantraha, Yagascha Panchamaha. This is a system. Now you may doubt, was this system invented by Ramanuja? So before Ramanuja, Tirumantram Dayam Charana Slokam was not existent at all. Before Ramanuja, your Pancha Samskaram would not be in vogue. Before Ramanuja, Tirumantram Dayam Charana Slokam was not there. Is it so? It's a wrong statement. All the five samskaras were very much there even before Ramanuja. All these are accepted in the ancient scriptures, in the Vedas and the Agamas and Itihasa Puranas. What did Ramanuja do? He only brought them to light. There are many management principles. It is not that some management guru is going to invent them. It is all already there. But considering the situation, the market, the day, and the whatever is the economic trend, a management guru propounds, this is the best way hereafter. That doesn't mean he has invented. It was already there. But he only tries to make it useful. He tailor makes it for the current situation. Similarly, all these were earlier there. Even Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga were there. But Ramanuja understood that people are not going to be powerful enough. They won't be strong enough to practice Karma Jnana Bhakti Yoga. They can only practice this simple means. That's the reason why he simplified, and we hail him as Jagadguru, Jagadacharya Ramanuja. So these are the external features of a Vaishnava. We have dealt with that in detail. Now let us go to the internal features. Quite difficult, but yet let us understand them. Pillai Lokacharya, in one of his works, says that Purambundana Pachukkalayadaya Vasanayode Vidugayam Yemberumane Tanjamennu Pachugayam Perthappadennu Tunindirukkayam Perchukku Thvarikkayam Uhandarulina Nelangalile Pravanarai Gunanubava Kainkyadengale Poludubokkaha Kollugayam Ippadi Irukkum Sivaishnavargal Yetchamarindu Uhandarukkayam Tirumandiratile Pirakayam, Dayatile Valadakayam, Dayekanishthanaha Purukayam. The list is long. So let me stop at least there. Even if you are able to put to practice one of this, we would of course become a Vaishnava. Purambundana Pachukkalayadaya Vasanayode Virukayam. Before I go to the details of this long sentence, let me tell you, a Vaishnava is one who jumps to help anybody in need. That's very important. Vaishnava Janato Tene Kahiye He Pida Paradhi Janare. You would have heard this song in Bharata Desham. Vaishnava Janato Tene Kahiye. He is said as a Vaishnava. Who is said as a Vaishnava? He Pida Paradhi. Pida Paradhi, one who is not able to bear, one who is not able to look at the pain of others. He Pida Paradhi, and he understands the pain of others, want to alleviate that, wants to remove that, jumps to help anybody. That should be irrespective of any caste or religion or community. When a Vaishnava goes to help, he cannot choose. He helps anybody in need. So you find someone in need and you have to accept this gentleman, this soul, or this, let be a cat or a dog or an elephant. This is related to Perumal. As I am related to Brahman, this creature is also related to Brahman. as I am his son, she is also his daughter, understanding that eternal relationship, unseverable relationship, we need to jump and help. So Vaishnava is not someone who continuously performs aradhanams alone. That is not the character of him. He is the one who jumps to help others. And irrespective of who he is, we need to go and help him. And this is demonstrated by Ramanuja, by Kurattadvan, by Embar and all our Purvacharyas. So this is one feature which we must develop in us. Secondly, as a Vaishnava, we must not offend anybody by our speech or by our action or by our thoughts. Whether it is mental offense or physical offense or vocal offense, all are wrong. Manas, Vak, Kaya. We have three faculties. Mano, Vak, Kayangalana, Mukkaranangalinalum, Bhagavatapachara Padamal Rikkavandum. Bhagavatapachara Padamal Rikkavandum. We must not offend Bhagavan or offend any of his devotees. When I say so, you cannot scold anybody. You can't blame anybody. You can't make fun of anybody. When you can't even talk, where is the question of hitting them physically? It's not possible. You must not even think anything about others. I'll give you one story. Kurattadvan lost his eyes. You would know about it. He was turned to be blind by Krimikanta Shoda, who was an anti-Vaishnava. That happened to him. Kurattadvan left Sri Rangam and was living at Thirumalur in Cholamalai. Unfortunately, Ramanuja also could not live at Sri Rangam. He had left to Melkote, Thirunarayanapuram. After 12 long years of separation, both of them come and meet at Sri Rangam. Kurattadvan prostrates before Ramanuja. Ramanuja was all cry and weeping for him. He hugged Kurattadvan and asked him, "I never expected this to happen to you, Kurattadvan. Not to you. Certainly not to you, who is such a noble soul." Kurattadvan said, "I must have committed some offense against the Bhagavata." Ramanuja said, "You? I don't believe in this. What could you have committed?" "I could have thought for a while that a Sri Vaishnava's Thiruman Kaapu is not straight. Koonalarku. Nera Thiruman ille. And the Thiruman konja koonalarku. Appadi na nanachirpen. Adhayana kandupaduthu." This was the reply given by Kurattadvan. Kurattadvan apachi Ramanuja Nuttandadile, there is a glorious verse. Vanjamukkurumbam kuliyakkadathinnam Kurattadvan sarankoodiyavin. Muliyakkadakkum perumpuhalam. Vanjamukkurumbam kuliyakkadathinnam Kurattadvan sarankoodiyavin. Kurattadvan was one whom you can count for any attributes. If something is auspicious, that would be found in Kurattadvan. Atma gunangalil pradhanar. All the internal features, all the internal qualities of a Vaishnava was found in toto, incomplete in Kurattadvan. If you want to take any case study, the right case study would be of Kurattadvan. So such was that personality, but he says, "I would have unknowingly done some apachara, and that's why I am suffering, I have lost my eyes." If he would lose his eyes for a Bhagavata offense, then we must all think about our situation. We may not even live. Why eyes alone? Every limb must get severed for all the apacharam and offenses which we do. Bhagavata apacharam. So one, a Sri Vaishnava, would not offend any Bhagavata by speech or physically or mentally. I should not think anything ill about anybody. I should not talk ill about anybody. I should never do offend anything against anybody. Andalan Tirupave says, Thikkurale Chendru Othum. Let us not talk about others. We only have time to talk about Perumal. Why talk about others? Let it be good or bad. Let's not unnecessarily discuss about others. We have very short time. Our lifetime is short. And within that short lifespan, we are laden with so many other duties. Finally, it all boils down to a very, very short time. Let us not waste it by blaming others. Let us only use it by hailing Narayana and enjoying his divine attributes. So a Vaishnava is one who cannot bear the pain of others, who jumps to help them. Secondly, a Vaishnava is one who would never offend any Bhagavan or Bhagavata. This is second. Now let me go to that long sentence. Purambundana pachitkada yadaya vasanayode vidukayam. A Vaishnava should renounce his wants, should renounce his wish towards any material benefits. These are short-lived. These are all temporary. a Vaishnava should focus only on a permanent liberation, not on a temporary enjoyment. Purambundana pachukkaladaya, anything that is other than Brahman, vasanayode vidukayam, just renounce your wish, renounce your lust in all of them, vasanayode vidukayam. After renouncing them, what do I catch hold of? I need to hold to anything. I have already left whatever I was holding. Now I have been to cling on to something. Yambarumane tanjam ennu pachudayam. Now you resort to the lotus feet of Narayana, that it is the only resort to me. I have no other gati. Yambarumane tanjam ennu pachudayam. This is the concept of Sharanagati. A Sri Vaishnava should not make any effort to protect himself. Bhagavan is my protector. If I realize that I am his subservient, I am totally dependent on him, I am his property, then I need not do any effort to protect myself. He would protect. Will not this Embaruman who created me know to protect me? Yato va imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayantya visam visanti, tad vijignyasasva, tad brahmeti. The Upanishads identify Brahma. They say that yato va imani bhutani jayante, from whom all this world got created, yena jatani jivanti, yena jatani, all that was created is protected by whom? Yena jatani jivanti, yat prayanti, where does all these get absorbed? Yat prayanti, abhisam visanti, through whose grace does all these reach liberation ultimately? Yato va imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayanti, abhisam visanti, tad vijignyasasva, O soul, atman, no, tad vijignyasasva, tad brahmeti, that individual is Brahman, Sriman Narayana. So, once we are created, of course it is the duty of the same Brahman, the creator Brahman, to protect us, to save us. He would certainly not fail in his duty. So, our duty, Our thinking should be that I need not do any effort to protect myself. I just lead a pious life. Rest, of course, he would do it for me. He has taken that burden on him. That is the concept of Sharanagati. So here, let me explain the same sentence. Purambundana pachukkalayadaya vasanayode vidugayun yambarumane tanjamennu pachukayun. The third need is peru tappadendru tunindirukkayum. We must have absolute faith that I have surrendered. My master is Narayana. He would not fail me any day. He would not leave me in the lurch. He will accept me into his fold. He will certainly reach me to moksha. This faith, Mahavishwasam, is very, very important. If you need to go and surrender to him, you must have absolute faith that he will never leave me alone. He will not leave me. He will accept me into my fold. Embarumane tanjamennu pachukayum peru tappadu. My booty, my price will never fail. Peru tappadendru tunindirukkayum. Be confident about your destination, wherever you would reach. The fourth feature is peru tappadendru tunindirukkayum perchukku thorikkayum. Don't just be confident and be unconcerned about Sivaikuntha. I only told you to be confident about Sivaikuntha, not to turn blind eyes to Sivaikuntha, not to become indifferent to Sivaikuntha. You must always be longing for spiritual union. Alvars were all confident that they would one day or other reach Vaikuntha. Then why do they lament? Every day and night they lament. When will I have darshan? When will I reach Vaikuntham? When will I have the privilege of doing service? Why? Are they not confident? Do they not have faith in Bhagavan's lotus feet? They do have. But at the same time, the more they think of the glory, the more they think of the valuable Sivaikuntham, they start lamenting. When will I get it? I know I am assured of a seat in a great college, in a beautiful great school. I have enough marks even for that. I am assured of a seat. But till I go and attend the first class, I will not keep quiet. Every day and night I will dream. Hope I will get it. I will go and talk to anybody. Whomever I talk to, I will lament the same. Anga povena, povena, povena. The seat dhan kuduthirukale. Letter kuduthaachu. நான் இருந்த இடத்துக்கும் அது போற இடத்துக்கும் பார்த்தா கிடைக்குமான சந்தேகமா இருக்கு. தட்ஸ் த ரீசன் வை வி லாமெண்ட், வை ஆல் த ஆழ்வாஸ் லாமெண்ட். ஐ டோல்ட் யூ அபவுட் த எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆஃப் அ பர்சன் ஹூ ஹஸ் ஸ்கோர்ட் 100 அண்ட் அஷூர்ட் ஆஃப் அ சீட். வேர் ஹஸ் வாட் வி ஆர், வி ஹவ் ஸ்கோர்டு 0 பட் வாண்டிங் டு ரீச் வைகுண்டம். தி ஸ்டோரி இஸ் என்டையர்லி டிஃபரெண்ட். We only have negative marks here, but still we want to reach Vaikuntham. Should you long for that or not? So you must be, you must feel restless. You must long for spiritual union. Having surrendered to Perumal, what do I do in the balance of my lifetime? I have some years. I go and done Panchasamskaram at the age of 7. But I can't breathe my last at the age of 7. I have some more years to go. Until such time, what do I do? What is my past time? Because that must be useful. I need to pass my time usefully. Bhagavan has given me a list to be done. And Pillalokacharya specifies it here. The most important is Uhandarulina Nilangalile Pravanarai Gunanubhava Kainkyadengale Purdubokaha Kollukayum. Uhandarulina Nilangal. All the holy shrines that are dear to Perumal, they are named as 108 Divyadeshams. They are all the Divyadeshams that he is fond of, and he never wants to move from those places. He is there always, stay put. He is there always. We go there, have darshan, get out. But he never moves, not in the night, not during the day, not during winter or during summer. He is ever stationed there. Uhandarulina Nilangalile Pravanarai. I must be affectionate. I must just be loved by, I must love those deshams. Those Divadeshams must be so dear to me. It must be near to me. Uhandarulina Nilangalile Pravanarai Gunanubhava Kainkyadengale. Go, have darshan there. Listen to the glory of those Divadeshams. Listen to the story. Why did Perumal come and be stationed on this Divadesham? Again and again go. Prostrate before him. Do service to that Divadesham and to his devotees. So in Vaishnavism, serving the devotees of the Lord is very, very important. And the devotees are held in higher esteem than the Lord himself. Adiyargal, Bhagavana Kattilum Uyarndavargal. Bhagavatargal, Bhagavana Vidaya Uyarndavargal. பகவானுக்கு கைங்கரியம் பண்றோமோ இல்லையோ அதை விட பாகவதர்களுக்கு கைங்கரியம் பண்ண வேணும். திஸ் இஸ் தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் வைஷ்ணவிசம். அடியாரடியார் தம்மடியாரடியார் தமக்கடியார் தம்மடியார் அடியார் அடியோங்களே. நம்வாழ்வார் சேஸ் தட் தொண்டர் 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 தொண்டன் சடகோபன். ஐ ஆம் அ டிவோட்டிஸ் டிவோட்டி. ஐ ஆம் அ டிவோட்டிஸ் டிவோட்டிஸ் டிவோட்டி. ஐ ஆம் அ டிவோட்டிஸ் 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 டிவோட்டி. And he spelt it out for 7 times. He repeated it 7 times. Adiyar adiyar, tamadiyar adiyar, tamakkadiyar adiyar. So more than being devoted to Bhagavan, you must be devoted to Bhagavatas. You must be devoted towards the devotees. The reason is, Bhagavan never expects much from us. What does he not have for me to offer to him? He has everything. So I need to offer, I need to serve only his devotees who are in need. And don't ever think that, here is a person who is not a devotee of Bhagavan, so let me not help him. You are not authorized to identify a devotee. Everyone is a devotee. Everyone is a Bhagavata. When I made this statement, don't offend anybody, I would offend someone. And I'll get a quick reply. I know I offended, but he was not a Bhagavata. You told you need not, you should not offend a Bhagavata. Whoever I offended is not a Bhagavata. So am I authorized to identify a Bhagavata? Or decide, yes, this gentleman is a Bhagavata, this gentleman is an Abhagavata. I don't have that authorization. That can in turn be done by Ramanuja or Perumal only. So never ever decide anybody as a Bhakta or an Abhakta. You are authorized to say that he is a Bhakta. Just identify everyone as a Bhakta, so that you don't offend anybody at all. So as a Vaishnava, be attached, be close to the Divyadeshams, try to live there. Enjoy the glorious attributes of Perumal in that Divyadesham and do as much service as possible to that Perumal and his devotees. When I say do temple service, it is not temple service alone. That includes social service. That includes community service. I told you earlier, a Vaishnava is one who jumps to help anybody in need. There is no discrimination or differentiation. We need to help all, one and all. Purambundana Pachitkarayadaya Vasanayodaya Vidugayin எம்பெருமானே தஞ்சமென்னு பச்சுகையும் பேரு தப்பாதென்னு துணிந்திருக்கையும் பேர்ச்சுக்கு துவரிக்கையும் உகந்தருளின நிலங்களிலே பிரவணராய் குணானுபவ கைங்கெட்டங்களே பொழுதுபோக்காக கொள்ளுகையும். ஆஸ் அ வைஷ்ணவா ஐ ஹாவ் டூ டியூட்டிஸ். ஒன் இஸ் டு எவர் திங்க் அண்ட் மெடிடேட் அண்ட் ரிசைட் அபவுட் த டிவைன் ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மம். தட் இன் ஃபேக்ட் கீப்ஸ் மீ ஃபியர்லெஸ். த மோர் ஐ திங்க் அபவுட் த ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மம், I need not fear about this samsara at all. There is a second duty to me. The second one is, I need to meditate more And of course spell out, be vocal on all my blemishes, whatever flaws I have, all the doshams I have, I need to talk out. I need to talk about my dosham and I need to talk about the gunam of Perumal. All the condemnable qualities in me and all the auspicious qualities in Bhagavan. The more you think about my disqualifications, the more I fear. The more I meditate about Bhagavan's qualifications, the more I am fearless. Athaso bhayangato bhavati yadakyevaisha etasmin adrishye natme nirukte nirayane bhayam pratishtham vindate athaso bhayangato bhavati yadakyevaisha etasmin udaramantaram kurute athatasya bhayam bhavati tatyeva bhayam viduso manvanasya. Upanishads confirm that you be close to Bhagavan, you will become fearless. You distance yourself from him, you will be immersed in fear. You will be drowned in fear. So as a Vaishnava, we are not supposed to fear at all. Not be afraid of anything. Be very, very simple. Be humble. Just be satisfied. Limit your wants. That is very, very important. As a Vaishnava, you can't think that, let me on one hand keep on improving my wealth, material wealth. On the other hand, I will reach moksha. That is not possible. Vairagyam is one important feature. It has to be internalized. Vairagyam is detachment. Unless I get detached from this material world, Bhagavan is not going to accept me into his fold. Not that I can keep earning. You think about Bhishmacharya, Dasharatha and great kings of those days. They were all detached. They never thought this kingdom belonged to them. They only thought they have been given the responsibility of protecting this kingdom. They were agents of Bhagavan. Bhagavan has kept them, appointed them as his servants to take care of the citizens. They never claimed that this country was their property. So you take Dasharatha, Aja Maharaja, Khatvanga, Srivatsa, Kaputstha, Aja, Dasharatha, Dilipa, Mandata, glorious kings. And all these kings of Ikshvaku Vamsha, they never thought that this kingdom belongs to me. They only thought, it is just bestowed on me. I need to protect them. It is my responsibility. More than feeling haughty, they were afraid in executing their responsibility. They wanted to do it right and earn a good name from Perumal. So as a Vaishnava, you need to be detached. Vairagyam is very, very important. So these are some internal qualities. Advesta, Sarvabhutanam, Maitraha, Karunayevacha. Krishna says that Advesta, don't ever hate anybody. Advesta, Sarvabhutanam. Anybody means even your enemy. Advesta sarubhutana. Maitraha, be friendly to him. Karuna yevacha, show mercy to him. Advesta sarubhutana. Maitraha karuna yevacha. Not only that, you need to serve your acharya. In Vaishnavism, the concept of acharya is very, very significant. Because Ramanuja created all these 74 and it is through them we get connected to Bhagavan. We get related to him. So an acharya has to be resorted to as the only source of we getting guided to Sriman Narayana. Acharyat iha devatam samadhikam anyamnam anyamahe. The scriptures are many. The commentaries are many. Unless I resort to an acharya, it is too difficult to understand the real meaning of all this. Mantre tad devatayancha tatha mantra prade gurav Trishubhakti sadakarya kaki prathama sadhanam. This is one sloka. Mantre, I must have faith in the mantra Tirumantra. Tad devatayam cha, I must have absolute belief in the devata Narayana mentioned in that Tirumantra. Thirdly, the one who preached this mantra to me, tatha mantra prade gurav, the guru who gave this mantra to me, Trishubhakti sadakarya, I must be so much attached to them. All these three must be dear to me. Trishu Bhakti Sadakarya. And that love itself will reach you to moksha. Tahi Pradhama Sadhanam Mandiratilum Mandirattu Kullidana Vastuvilum Mantra Pradhanana Acharyan Pakkalilum Premam Ghanatka Undanal Adu Karya Karamavadu. So you are successful only when you have bhakti towards all these three. When you are devoted toward these three people. So these are some concepts. So we need to internally develop our characters. We must have Shama and Dama. Whenever we write a Patrika, in Vaishnava Sampradaya, we write like this. Srimad Vedamarga Padishthapanacharya Ubhay Vedantacharya Rai Shanta Shama Damadi Ananta Kalyana Guna Paripurna Rai Shanta Shama Dama. The samam, damam are very important internal qualities. Samam and damam are control of your external senses and control of your mind. Your mind is an internal sense that needs to be controlled. All your motor organs and your knowledge organs, the pancha karmendriya and the pancha jnanendriyas, they need to be controlled. So control of this is sama and dama. Once you control them, then you will not offend anybody. If you don't offend, then you lead a pious life. This is one way. Other way, what is that to chant? How can I pass my time usefully? That is why we have been given Nityanusandhana. All in Vaishnavism, we talk about Ubhaya Vedanta. This is like a dual citizenship. Ubhaya Vedanta means I am a citizen. I follow Dravida Vedanta as well as I follow Sanskrit Vedanta. Sanskrit Vedanta is Rig Yaju Sama Dharvana and the 10 following Upanishads. That is Sanskrit Vedanta. Dravida Vedanta, they are the collection of devotional hymns of Alvas, the mystic poets. They are collectively known as Nalayara Divya Prabandham, the 4000 devotional hymns. Nalayara Divya Prabandham. I need to learn and recite them. A few chosen sentences are prescribed to be chanted, recited every day. They are known as Nityanusandhana. Every day I have to perform Aradhanam to my Perumal. Whichever Varana or Ashrama I belong to, I need to practice all that is prescribed for that Varana or Ashrama. Beyond that, when I perform Tiruvaradhanam, I have to recite all these Anusandhanams. Alvas Pasharams or Acharya Sri Suktis, I need to recite them. So these are something which you need to do vocally and physically. On the one hand, many external features. Other side, internal qualities what we need to nurture and develop. Thirdly, the physical, mental and the vocal service which we need to offer. So service is the essential word. The Taraka mantram in Vaishnavism would be to serve, not to be selfish, but to be selfless. You cannot be selfish. Anything that comes in is to be accounted properly, but don't ever keep it with you. Share it with others, whether it is knowledge, wisdom, devotion or monetary or finance, whatever it is, share it with others. Whoever is in need, we need to go and help them. Finally, one last word, that is, we need to absolutely believe that it is only Sriman Narayana and he is unequaled, he is unparalleled. I cannot go prostrate before any Devata and also before Sriman Narayana. There is a practice today that Saturday is for Narayana, Tuesday is for another God, Wednesday for another, Thursday for another. So out of 7 days, 1/7 is Narayana. That is not Vaishnavism. And that is not what is preached by Gita or Alvas or by our Purvacharyas. There will be a confusion. There is a certain confusion here. We think, if Narayana does not come to help, my Tuesday God will do that. If the Tuesday God does not, my Friday God would do that. That never happens. You know what happens there? All gods, every God would think that the other would help and drop us. Instead, get hold of one God. So, Purambundana Pachukkal Paradevata Paramarthya Sri Vedanta Deshika. In his Rahasyatraya Sara, in the first Adhikaram, itlal says that Paradevata Paramarthyam. Paramarthyam is, I am wedded to my God. There is always a complaint against Vaishnavites. The complaint is, you are too narrow-minded. You people never come to other gods, whereas we come to your temple. We never requested you. That is the first point. If you want, you come. We never invited. We invited everybody. It is not that we stopped anybody from attending the temples. But nobody can ask me why I did not attend their temple. You are welcome to come to our God. He's not our God. He's a God to all. And we all belong to Him. We believe in that. Whether Prahlada teased this to Asuras. The Asura Balakas, they started realizing that we are a part and parcel of Brahman Himself. So when such is the situation, how will we send out somebody? We never make anybody stand outside. Anyone is welcome, but they don't want to come. On the other hand, they must not ask us to come there. The reason being, if I am in 4th standard, I reach 5th standard. Anybody who is in 4th standard can graduate to 5th standard. Once I have reached 5th standard, why should I go back to 4th standard? I will not go. I have crossed 4th standard. Will I go back? But I think That is the ladder which brought me to 5th standard. I must show my gratitude towards that ladder. So, at least one day in a week, let me go and sit back in 4th standard. Nobody does it. I have already climbed that ladder. Once I have reached this 5th, I don't have time to read the lessons of 5th standard even. Then where is, I can't go and waste time in 4th standard. That is the reason why we stick to one God. If you say that, you are too narrow-minded. Yes, if a wife wants to live with only one husband, if you call her to be narrow-minded, we are all narrow-minded. இது ஒரு பதிவிரத்தை ஒரு பர்த்தாவோட இருக்கணும்னு நினைச்சா ஒரு பர்த்தாவோட தான் விருப்பம். அது எப்படி ஊர்ல இருக்க எல்லாரும் அவளுக்கு பர்த்தா இல்லையானா? இல்ல, இல்லங்கிற அப்புறம் தான் நாங்களும் வாழ்ந்துட்டு இருக்கோம். அதனால when we choose one to be the husband, yes, we lead a life with him. And that is பாதிவிரத்தியம். கிருஷ்ணா அண்ட் கீதா சேஸ் தட் யாராருக்கோ போய் எல்லாரையும் சேவிச்சுட்டு அர்ஜுனா எங்கிட்டையும் வந்து சேவிக்கிறான். பட் இட் ஷுட் பி மத் பக்தி அவ்யபிச்சாரிணி, இட் ஷுட் நாட் பி வியபிச்சார பக்தி, இட் ஷுட் பி அவ்யபிச்சார பக்தி. வியபிச்சாரம், we know the meaning of that word. வியபிச்சார பக்தியா இருக்க கூடாது. கிருஷ்ண பக்தி அவ்யபிச்சார பக்தியாய் மறந்தும் புறந்தொழா மாந்த. Never we will focus on anybody else. Never we would think about others. And he would be my only resort. நாராயணனே நமக்கே பறை தருவான். This great messages were so much simplified and given by ஆழ்வார்ஸ் in their Tamil collection of songs. That is why we treat this Divya Prabandham as equal to Sanskrita Prabandham itself. So we are all Ubhaya Vedantihad. Our one eye is Sanskrita Vedanta. Our other eye is Dravida Vedanta. But both eyes together show the object as one. Because I have two eyes, I can't look at an object as two. This clock will look to me as one only. If I look this clock as two, then I have a problem with my eyes. Both eyes together must show the object as one. Here is the Dravida Vedanta and Sanskrita Vedanta, which together spell out that Sriman Narayana is the supreme. Surrender to him, reach him, do service to him. While you live a life here, don't offend anybody. Help everybody in need. Ramanuja would be your preceptor. Set your eyes, set everything in him. Go surrender to him. Get administered your Pancha Samskara. Lead a pious life. Do your Tiruvaradhana properly. Help everybody. That's it. This is what Sri Vaishnavism is all about. I think I have too much simplified this, but still, this is what the fundamental is. If you start practicing this, you slowly mature to be a Sri Vaishnava. You develop yourself and the rest would be taken bare by Ramanuja and Sriman Narayana. With these words, I conclude today's session on Sri Vaishnava Lakshanam. Let us all together try. We can give it a try. Trial is in our hands. Success, of course, it is in Bhagavan's hands. And he always does it. Kurathalvan once said that, Satyam Satyam Punas Satyam Udhritya Bhudamuchyate. You know of this verse. I promise, I promise, I promise. I throw up my hands and promise that, Sayeva Samuddharta Natra Samsayaha Ramanuja Yeva Samuddharta. Ramanuja would always be the only uplifter. He is the one who comes to our rescue. Whoever is submerged in the samsara sagara, he never leaves us alone. He gives a helping hand and lifts us above. So let us all hail his lotus feet. For all of us, let his lotus feet, let that pair be our only resort. Thank you. I pray for the well-being of all those in this family. Thank you again.